And our final speaker is Heidi Rimke from the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories.
On behalf of the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories and the Executive Council of QP 4600, I'd like to thank you all for coming out and joining us tonight. I'd also like to thank QP Ontario and the Ottawa Carleton QP District Council for providing resources for this public forum. I'd also like to thank John and Sid for coming and speaking to us tonight. One last thanks to my sisters and brothers at OCAP for allowing me to speak tonight. Before I begin actually talking about the Common Front campaign and what needs to be done in Ottawa to build a very strong local force, is I want to make three announcements for OCAD events and activities. First of all, we're holding a Common Front Solidarity Night next Friday night at Irene's Pub at 8 o'clock. Guaranteed to be fun, and it's not a meeting, so come on out. Second, OCAD would also like to invite you on an educational tour of Rockcliffe on September 22nd. So we can all walk together and see where and how the Tory supporters and the rich live off the poor and the backs of the working people. Particular residences will be on our tour, on our guided tour, for a show and tell purpose, and we'll provide you information on the residences of those homes in terms of their finances, their corporate alliances, and which corporations they own. Bring your dogs, bring your friends, bring your family. Also, we'll be holding another general meeting at McNabb Recreation Center on September 12th, which is a Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So tonight I'm going to speak about the Common Front campaign and OCAT and what we need to do in Ottawa. First, OCAT is a group of local activists that came together in response to OCAT's call for a very strong need to fight the Harris government and to fight to win. We're comprised of a very broad cross-section of people, students, the working, the non-working poor, trade unionists, and independent citizens from the region. I want to talk just a little bit, too, about the recent QP Ontario conference. It was held in Ottawa at the end of May, and over 550 QP delegates voted in favor to support at least a one-day strike. In her address, QP National President Judy Darcy asserted that it is due time to coordinate action on a major scale in this province, and that this